Did you know Taylor Swift's first music video dropped before her debut album? While Taylor Swift's album didn't get released until late October of 2006, Tim McGraw, the music video, hit country music television on July 22, 2006, after being released as a single on June 19. Therefore, this music video marked the first time we meet a young Taylor Swift wearing a white dress, reflecting on a past relationship as she lies down next to a body of water that looks like a movie screen showing the reflection of the sky and surrounding trees. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Decoding Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Shauna, guiding you through another egg stream episode where we hunt for the egg so you don't have to. If you like putting together the puzzle Taylor left for her Swifties, please hit the follow, subscribe, or whatever else you need to in order to not miss out on any future podcast episodes. For now, sit back and relax as we talk about Taylor Swift's first music video, Tim McGraw. If you remember the music video, a young Taylor Swift lies down on a beach listening to a song on a transistor radio from the 70s. As she listens to tunes on her device from the 70s, her love interest drives around in an orange and white 1970 Chevy truck, listening to music on a radio from that time. While we see flashes of them now listening to their song, we also see flashbacks or reflections from the time they spent together in the past. We'd like to note that Taylor wears a white dress by the lake when reflecting, but in most of her reflections, she wears orange, which we think could be significant due to the color of the truck, which is also orange and white. Furthermore, the next album she releases after this one is like a mini album that we will cover later that seems like we should consider it her orange album. So stick a pin in all of this as these things will become more significant later. Remember also that we are looking for eggs in her music videos in order for us to learn about the things she loves since the media focuses on things she hates. In the case of the Tim McGraw music video, Taylor's love interest drives to a house in hopes of seeing Taylor. But instead, he finds a note on his door. Johnny is the name on the front of the envelope. Some may think that she used a generic name, but that would not be a correct assumption. Interestingly, a famous person named Johnny once lived in that house alongside another famous person. Have you ever heard of Johnny and June Carter Cash? If you haven't, might I suggest you go to whatever app you use to listen to music on and search up Johnny Cash. Like Taylor Swift, his music transcended genres because of how well his songs told stories. So it shouldn't surprise anyone that she paid homage to him and his wife by filming at the home they once shared. Since they used Johnny Cash's home in the video, it only made sense to address the letter to Johnny, so they did. Sadly, a year later, the house with all that music history burned down to the ground. You can also learn about the lives of Johnny and June Carter Cash by watching the movie Walk the Line, named after one of Cash's most popular songs. Interestingly, the guy who plays Taylor's love interest in her follow-up music video, Teardrops on My Guitar, he also had a role in the movie Walk the Line, which came out in 2005, or 2 years before they filmed the video. Her next music video, Our Song, didn't have any eggs we could relate to in a past video. We noticed, though, that this music video used the colors blue and green a lot, and also the colors of orange and pink. Could these colors have foreshadowed the next mini album, Beautiful Eyes? We think that's a possibility and why Taylor has yet to release an official orange album. Next, we have I'm Only Me When I'm With You, which doesn't appear to have any eggs and allows photos from the past to create the story. Picture to Burn comes next in her videography. In this video, we see the other side of Taylor Swift. She's much edgier in this video, opting to wear black instead of white this time. Again, we can't help but think an album from this era never got made, as the amount of foreshadowing of an orange-colored album that leaned more towards rock seemed pretty abundant. We will talk more about that later. In any case, we've gone from an innocent Taylor Swift dressed in white to a vengeful Taylor dressed in black in her music video. Stick another pin in that. In the last video she made for this album, Should Have Said No, she uses concert footage of herself performing the song. This music video doesn't seem to be part of the Taylorverse, much like I'm Only Me When I'm With You. Therefore, it looks like we are done looking for eggs in Taylor's liner notes, lyrics, and music videos. In our next episode, we will look at the touring she did to support this album, as well as any information she released about her personal life around this time so that we may get a clear picture as possible of Taylor Swift's career. This is Shauna, your host for Decoding Taylor Swift, saying thank you so much for your support in downloading these episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. We have hit over 150 downloads in a single week, and we couldn't be more surprised and elated. If you like this episode and you haven't already followed us, please do so now. Until we meet again, right here for the next episode, I hope you have a great day and that someone gives you a smile. See you soon.